This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour, how do you do? You've welcomed yourself into the world of Fabuloso. Yes, Jennifer Horn is Fabuloso. Victoria Keelan is Fabuloso. Kara Schilling is Fabuloso, and I guess maybe I would be in that same category because it's a wonderful, almost midsummer day around the country, even though summer doesn't officially start until Thursday, because, let's see, 1, 2, 3, today's the 18th, 19th is tomorrow, 20th, 21st. Yeah, Thursday! How about that for brain science? All right, we've got collectively all these minds eager to get going. Victoria Keelan has some of the lead prospects for conversation in the trending department.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest topic that pretty much everyone in the country is talking about right now is what's going on at the border and the immigration issues and the children being separated. And in light of Father's Day yesterday, it certainly lit up social media with all kinds of opinions. The First Lady, Melania Trump, through her spokesperson, issued a statement saying that she believes that we need to be a country that follows all the laws, but also a country that governs with heart. Former First Lady Laura Bush issued an op-ed over the weekend condemning the policy of separating children from their families, and the Catholic Church is involved now. It's turning into, this is probably like the biggest hot button issue that we have in the country right now. It's just something that it's trending on Twitter all weekend, and it's a topic that people just, you know, feel really strongly about.
Why now?
What do you mean, why now?
Well, this has been going on, this conversation, or at least the reality of what was going to happen at the border or before you get to the border or separate. I mean, all of this stuff has been a part of the conversation for quite a while. It isn't like it just started yesterday. That is the event.
The policy changes, I think, is probably why now it's kind of coming to a head. And there's more media attention. There's images everywhere of... You know, there's a lot more of that, too.
Yeah.
So
media,
all of
news
it's a perfect
media.
Storm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the news media generating the... It's not the event isn't necessarily new. I thought it was interesting, yeah, you said the news media is focusing on this. Laura Bush said to Melania, all of the first ladies, so we're all the former presidents on this.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't
good question.
See lots of women talking about it, but I don't see any men talking about who are leaders on either the Republican side or the Democratic side, and one would wonder why.
Well, nearly 2,000 children have been separated from their parents between April 19th and May 31st. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security. On Friday, the spokesperson had a conference call. So those are the numbers, and I think that's also part of the reason the policy change is anyone illegally crossing the border, instead of in the past, they'd go to immigration court and the families would remain together. The Trump policy is now charging everyone with a federal crime, so immediately the families get separated, and I think that's the real difference here.
Because the problem with the immigration court, and I think this is the tough problem. This is not a pretty issue. These people know that they're taking a risk when they come across the border. It's when they are handed, basically the way it was before, is that they were handed a date to go to immigration court. And how many people do you think actually showed up on that date? The answer is very, very, very few. Most of them would just take the number, throw it in the trash, and try to go find themselves a place in the country. So something needs to happen, and I know it's not the prettiest of images, but if this puts some pressure on lawmakers to do their job and to change the law, what's happening right now is the implementation of the law. It's not like this is punishment round. This is how the law is written. So lawmakers need to get off their rear ends and fix it, because they're not doing that right now.
Fix what, though, Jennifer? What are we fixing?
What right now is the what's happening is the law. So if Congress wants to fix it, they need to fix it. If we don't want to split up families at the border, change the law. If we want to figure out something to make sure that the immigration system is better, it's clearly broken, they need to fix it.
So do you think they have the courage to do that? Does it appear
they're
going to
vote on Tuesday, so I guess we'll know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think now they're, because of the attention and because Americans, everyday citizens, are really upset about this, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions, I think that it's going to force their hand, that they can't just stick their head in the sand anymore. They have got to address this issue.
Well,
and Jen's right. It's clearly a broken system, and we just can't keep band-aiding it anymore. This is coming to a head.
The whole immigration program and situation is a headache and a situation that needs to be taken care of. Five people were killed, several others hurt yesterday. An SUV with a dozen people who were being smuggled across the border into Texas were killed. 14 people. The SUV went out of control at 100 miles an hour on the Texas highway. Most of the people who were in the vehicle were thrown out at the crash. Vehicle went off the road and the driver tried to correct itself, but the gravel on the side of the road lost control of the car. Under those circumstances, ever tried to drive on gravel and make a sharp turn, you know you can't do that. So four people were killed at the scene. Others died at the hospital. And so this is part of the situation that, it seems to me, needs to be corrected. It's insane.
It is.
The kind of stuff that's going on. And so, and yes, there are heightened tensions. Yes, people are concerned about the treatment of immigrants who are coming into our country. Yes, there are a lot of people who support tougher immigration policies. And so, are children to be separated from their parents? That doesn't seem to be something that would be in the best interests of everybody. But when you come here illegally, and it seems to me now with all of the discussion, the promotion, it's not just not a one-sided issue here. It isn't, oh, gee, isn't it too bad that these families are being separated? You know what you're getting into when you come here. If you don't, then that's on you. Is it humane? Nah, it stinks. But the whole
Laura
situation
Bush likened it to the
stinks.
Japanese internment camps.
Yeah, that's
Japanese
ridiculous.
Americans.
See, that offends me when, because I saw someone liken
it to... I don't know
to,
that I... Yeah, I don't know that's...
I saw that someone liken it to the Holocaust, and I thought, you know what, these people get to come out of the cage. Don't be disgusting. Don't... You know, people, when they don't like something, are so quick to correlate it to what Hitler did. What Hitler did was...
Yeah, I mean,
it should not be taken lightly.
The CIA chief said that, and he was a former CIA... it was one guy's opinion. Who cares what he thinks? But what's reality here is it is inhumane to separate. But don't come here if you don't want your family to be separated from you. That's the bottom line, isn't it? What else do you come up with?
Right, and that could be a good preventative message, maybe, and that might, you know, and that's fine, but what do we do with the people who are here now in these converted box stores and tent cities and all? That's really the issue that we need to deal with, and hopefully, like Jen said, tomorrow, if there's a vote, then it's, you know, it's frustrating, but it is coming to a head, and something has to be done. We cannot just ignore it anymore.
A lot of reaction to a lot of this stuff. You're right about that over the weekend, because the news media has now started to focus on it. I thought it was interesting. I saw a video of the way a lot of these people are being found. You know, the Border Patrol, most of them, most of them are on horseback still. Did you know that? There are a lot of cars around, but when it comes to being in that rough terrain, they're on horses.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So all along the border, from Brownsville, Texas, where Mexico first meets the United States, all the way over to San Diego, this is a real headache. And so is it the fault of the people who are offering jobs to those, you know, the families that started coming over here, the communication to the rest of the family back in Mexico? Well, I can get you a job on this farm, or I can get you a job in that factory, or I can get you a job, there's work to be had here or there, and because they work cheaper than Americans under the circumstances, the thing that predicates it. We keep raising the minimum wage, and that's what causes some of this as well. The companies that can't make it without having to hire cheap labor, is what's the shakeout here? Do we let the companies that have started and depend on cheap labor go out of business because either that or not lower the minimum, have a different minimum wage for a certain kind of work? It's very complicated.
But
it's not
simple. That
can
be discriminatory. That would be discriminatory all day long. They would never get away with that.
Mm. Well, so there you go.
Yeah, because you'd be prioritizing the value of human. Yeah, that would, you're right, Jen. That would never work.
Mm. All right. Well, that's a good way for us to think about it, though. I mean, put everything into perspective, if we can. But a lot of people, this is. I look at some of the locations themselves, some of the stuff that you see, and the news media is going to some of these centers. The processing centers and what goes on there, it's becoming, as usual, kind of a fiasco. And so, anyway.
It does certainly feel chaotic, for
it
sure.
It sure does. Absolute fiasco. Yeah. Like nobody's really in charge, or nobody really knows what to do with the illegals. Nobody knows, you know, are we going to run the country by a poll? Are we going to run it by a law? The laws, I thought the laws were already in place. And they were pretty clear on this, Jennifer. So you say change it and allow families that have, that you know, somehow keep this problem from becoming more of a problem, that is, keep the families together? Is that what the legislation was suggested by?
No, this is complete immigration reform. And you know what? It's time, because the system is more broken than just families being separated at the border from each other. You've got this constant flow of people. You have people that are just coming in and disappearing. And so it's not about going back to the old way. It's about figuring out who gets to come in, what happens to them if they do. There's just so many questions that need to be answered. And this could be definitely part of whatever immigration reform they come up with. Because
why do you think it hasn't been done so far?
Because I think that Democrats and Republicans alike are using these people for chips, for pawns. I think that Republicans say, look, we want to get the wall. We want to get all of these things accomplished. This is where they are today. I think in the past it would have been for other reasons. And I think Democrats say, no, we don't want to have that success, because they think politically it will work against them in 2018 and 2020 with the midterms if Trump can say he gets his wall to build. So, you know, I think instead of looking at people who are actually coming here with real problems and real families, we're instead looking at them as, you know, political one-upsmanship. It's crazy, but that's kind of the tide that we're in. It's not new. That's what was happening when Obama was president, too.
Yeah. Okay. Certainly lots of food for thought.
Political chess being played instead of getting done with issues.
Here's it's not political reality, but it is reality about your life. And what's going on with your life? I guess there's a certain amount of politics to the food we eat. It's become very politicized as well. How much GMO inclusion is to be allowed? How much do we have in the food reality? Herbicides, pesticides, how much of that stuff should be allowed? A lot of people are eating just regular food, and regular food is not good for you. It fills your body with toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria, seriously. So along comes Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, a unique blend made from all natural ingredients. I love sipping this stuff. The formulas are good for supporting your body, get a better night's rest, cleanse the parasites, all the kinds of things that you want to have a healthy lifestyle. So if you're convinced after listening to us talk all the time about how healthy makes us feel, Life Change Tea is available by going online to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and they will ship it to you free. More energy, it's just fabulous. Only online at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV. 21 after the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The hour on the air with the DJV show, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug focusing on television last night, rerun city. I saw that game show Anthony Edwards, what is it, what's your line, what's my line?
To tell the truth,
that's it, right. It's okay.
Anthony Edwards from the guy from ER?
Yes. No. Anthony Anderson.
From Blackish. Okay.
It's easy to confuse the two of them. Yeah, they both look so
clearly. Yeah. They're like twins.
And the guy who was, they had to identify somebody who's made a living breaking toilet seats on his head. That was, And then couple of the panelists, Mel Brooks is in the panel. Big phony from Community is on the panel. Pretty well
Joel
known.
McHale?
Yeah, McHale.
Oh God, yeah. Big phony. What are you talking about?
Anyway, so they went up and this guy taught them how to break toilet seats on their head.
I was going to say they couldn't identify him just by they could look and see which guy had a couple dents in his head.
No, apparently not. So that was the extent of my exciting watch on television last night. All the farm work. I didn't get home till 9:30, so there wasn't much chance. Daisy was hungry, and so we fed ourselves, had a little TV time, and there it was. That's, what about you ladies? You have more exciting time than that?
We were out to dinner with friends, so nothing. No TV.
Yeah, really. You didn't take your father out for dinner on Father's Day?
We did Father's Day on Saturday with him.
Ah, all right. Jen, what about you and Father's Day?
We barbecued yesterday. Yeah, my uncle came to town, and we had a little get-together. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. So, not many people watch much TV. What do we have to look forward to tonight?
No TV for me.
No TV. Well, all right, tonight.
No, there are actually some new things going on TV, which is nice, except I just reboot here, so just keep talking. One of the new things that it's so weird how this site just kind of flips out on you. But I will tell you this, Lucifer from Fox, remember that show that was canceled this year? It had some critical acclaim, I think, because people liked Lucifer. It was season 4. Netflix actually picked that up over the weekend and saved it, so interesting stuff. All right, CBS, new tonight, the only thing is Elementary at 10 o'clock. ABC has a brand new night of The Bachelor at Kara. That starts at 8 o'clock, followed by The Proposal at 10. On NBC, there's a brand new episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls and American Ninja Warrior at 9 o'clock. Fox has a new episode of So You Think You Can Dance at 8 o'clock. And CW has actually a nice new night of television. Supergirl starts at 8. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Follows at 9 o'clock. So there you go.
26 after the hour, a couple of deaths in the world of music to report. Matt Guitar Murphy. Oh, excuse
me. I'm sorry. One really big thing that I forgot to mention is that the MTV Movie and TV Awards are tonight. That's
the okay.
There you go.
All right. So anyway, meanwhile, back to Who's Dead. Matt Guitar Murphy, probably best known as the guitarist for the Blues Brothers, died at the age of 88 over the weekend. Passing confirmed by his nephew, Floyd. He was a strong man who lived a long, fruitful life that poured his heart out every guitar solo he took. Cause of death not revealed. He was a veteran of the Chicago blues scene in the 1940s and the 50s. Worked with a lot of artists like Ike Turner, Etta James, James Cotton, Willie Dixon, Sonny Boy Williamson. If you remember the movie The Blues Brothers, this guy, that's all you have to say. Matt Guitar Murphy. Discovered by Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi at a New York club back in 78. He was recruited for the Blues Brothers album Briefcase Full of Blues, and it was certainly on the film soundtrack when it came out a couple of years later. He was in the 1998 Blues Brothers 2000 movie as well. I came from Sunflower, Mississippi. Moved to Memphis as a child. He and his brother Floyd became well known in the Memphis blues scene during their teenage years. He was a sideman for Howlin' Wolf, Memphis Slim, Muddy Waters. Wow, this guy's around.
Quite a resume.
He knew how to do it, man. He knew how to do it. 28 and change past the hour on the DJV show.
Two or three. Said I am a blues man. They're gonna take after me.
The Scales of Life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
ED. It's embarrassing and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Finger pointing from all sides continuing when it comes to the separation of immigrant children from their parents and guardians at the U.S.-Mexican border. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon says it is a Trump administration policy, and he defended it yesterday on ABC's This Week.
Give me border wall security, we won't have this problem. He has a zero-tolerance situation. He's drawn a line in the sand. I don't think he's going to back off from it.
Last week, President Trump blamed blame Democrats for the policy. And yesterday, his special counsel Kellyanne Conway said the administration is simply enforcing a long-standing law. That, as House Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press, there is no such law.
The GOP has become the party of lies.
Three people dead, 250 injured after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake rattles Osaka, Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, celebrating Autistic Pride Day today. Autistic Pride Day, celebrating autistic identity, the neurodiversity of those on the autism spectrum, the potential that they have to live fulfilling lives. Focus on the autism being different, not the disability. The day was started by a group called Aspies for Freedom. Aspies being autistic people, right? Aspies? Where'd that name come from? Do we know?
Well, I thought that might be related to Asperger's, which is also on the spectrum.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. So there's a lot of focus online to this, a lot of people around the country and around the world with events, picnics, autism walks. The day symbol is the rainbow infinity symbol. which represents diversity with infinite variations and infinite possibilities. So who knows that other than these people? I thought that the rainbow was the Rainbow Coalition, the people that get together who want to have pride in their sexual orientation. So is this a confusing reality? What's the... I don't know that it's that important, but it's it confuses people.
There's so many ribbons and colors, I can't keep track of anything anymore.
Yeah, well, there's so many causes, it's hard to keep track of them. I think that's part of the reality.
True.
Everybody's got a cause. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's upset with something. Everything needs to be changed. Everybody's got something that needs to be changed. It's just a focus, and everything's politically correct. You can't call anybody a midget anymore. It's really a tough
place. Oh, jeez.
All right. So, I actually think, and we can get Jack Stockwell into this and other doctors, what causes it. Do we have any firm information anywhere? When I say we, I mean the collective conscience of America or people in the world. What really causes autism? Because it's an epidemic now. When I was a kid, I don't remember. And when I was teaching, it was first becoming known that autism was a problem, but it was a problem that you would find one, it was very rare. Now, it's quite common. And there are a lot of people who think, and Jack Stockwell is one of them, that the problem is brought about by vaccinations, getting certain vaccinations. Not all vaccinations are bad, that's the other thing. Some we need, but we certainly don't. When I was a kid, I got a shot for four things, and that was it. Now, the cocktail that kids get, some states require it in order for you to go to school, has all kinds of stuff in it. And because they have, over the years, until recently, mixed it with mercury, because mercury preserves things, you put mercury in all of this stuff, mercury in fillings, it is when it gets into your blood system and then into your brain, it does severe damage. That's something that the American Medical Association, the American Dental Association, they never wanted to admit that, but it is now really the other side of the coin is that people who are evidence-based doctors like Dr. Jack, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus will tell you that there is that stuff is not around as much, but they'll admit that it was used as a preservative, even in flu shots. So why is there any of it in it? And why still? Other than, under the circumstances, it's cheaper because the vaccine lasts longer, and that's how the drug companies sell it. That's it. Plain and simple. That's all there is to it. So is it that much? Is it real? Can the drug companies be this insidious that they cause or create things or knowingly contribute to things that are bad for you so that they can make money trying to fix
100%,
them?
100%, 100%, yes.
Yeah, I'm with you
100%.
On that. I believe 100%,
yep.
Yes. Yep.
There have been too many whistleblowers and too many documents that have leaked, whether it's, and you know, now Bayer / Monsanto, I don't know, whatever kind of company you want to call that, you know, there and so many different pharmaceuticals, whether, and then the smoking industry, it's, of course, they're creating disease and so they can create a cure.
Yeah.
And, well, they don't cure anything, actually.
That's for sure.
They don't cure anything. They treat everything, but they don't cure it. And even though they could, a lot of doctors will say, we could easily have a cure for cancer right now. We don't because it's big business.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. They make money
from it. Which is horrific. Yep.
Yep. What does that say about us as a country or a people or the or people in general? Right. Really and truly.
Well, I think that's what was really
people
cool
are so
about
ignorant
that.
About it, too. They don't want to. Admit they're so.
Well, I think we want to trust our doctors, right? And we want, and
right.
It's not even necessarily the doctor's fault. They're working and then prescribing what's allowed. But I think that's what was so cool about that law that just passed about the right to try, where you can go and try other experimental therapies that you might hear about, and sort of go around the drug companies, even if they don't have FDA approval. I think that's a huge thing.
Well, it's pretty sick stuff when you really get right down to it. And the people just stick their head in the sand. Oh, no, that can't be true. They don't want to believe their doctor. As much as you may not think that there are many doing it, there are plenty of doctors who get paid off by the drug companies to either recommend or to prescribe their drugs. That's just the way it works.
Absolutely.
So
the kickbacks that some of the doctors get, they've done a lot of exposés, and a lot of the people have admitted that college tuitions of doctors' kids have been paid off.
Yeah,
vacations,
it's like payola.
Homes, cars. It is.
Right,
totally,
cars. Yeah. Yeah, I remember during the 60s when the disc jockeys could get cars for playing records from certain groups or individuals. It's that same thing, same mentality.
Did you ever get a car? Did you get a car?
I did not. No, I didn't get a car. No. I got a free popsicle
once. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. All right, speaking of doing it wrong, sports time now on the DJV program. Let's start with Jennifer's focus on Tom Brady, who needs to spend more time with his family. 5 months a year is not enough.
Why are you so mad about this?
It's none of my business. Somebody wants to change, I wouldn't play football to begin with. So if you just acknowledge that you want to get out because you want to get out, why try to come up with silly excuses like I want to spend more time with my family? The guy works maybe 6 months a year, so let's not have that as a reality. He has done fabulously well. He's made a lot of money. And so I just want to quit. Why don't you just say, I've had enough.
Well, I think you can't play football forever, although Tom Brady has played longer than most people thought that he could. He's defied the odds because he's in such great shape. Tom Brady, though, said that retirement is coming sooner rather than later. In an interview he did with Oprah that aired on Sunday, he turns 41 in August, and he added that he has considered hanging up his cleats to spend more time with his family. He said, quote, "I think about it more now than I used to. I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later. As long as I'm still loving it, as long as I'm loving the training and preparation and willing to make the commitment." Brady is a three-time MVP. He said that he wants to continue playing into his mid-40s. He also was asked by Oprah about his relationship with Bill Belichick, who's the head coach of the Patriots. He said, "I love him. I love that he's an incredible coach, mentor to me, and he's pushed me in a lot of ways, like everything. We don't agree on absolutely everything, but that's relationships."
Mm-hmm.
He's also taking up a fight against paper straw or plastic straws.
Good.
Good for him.
Wow.
So now Doug's back. You got him back, Jen.
Listen, the guy ought to do what he wants to do, but just don't come up with a silly excuse. Well, I want to spend more time with my family. Come on, pal.
But he's not going to take a job in an office. He's not going to.
Yeah,
he probably won't
have that right, but you want to spend more time at home?
I'm not saying he does what he wants. What I'm saying is that the visual or that excuse gets you. It's like when somebody gets fired from a job and the boss says, or when the person leaves, "Well, you know, I really want to spend more time with my family." That's crap. They get fired because they suck at their job. In this case, that's not the case. And now you can be sure that Kraft will try to, and they'll do whatever they can at the Patriots to keep them around as long as they can. But they've made a major faux pas. And this is, there's a human side of this. And I don't know anything about football, and I won't claim to know anything about football. I know a lot about concussions, and I know a lot about what happens to people who play football. But the personal side of all of this, the real reason, and this is something the whispers, because the Patriots are basically down the street from me, 30, 40 miles, and that's where they play. The whole business with Kraft and wanting to keep Brady happy and getting Belichick to get rid of who was the quarterback who was supposed to be Brady's replacement. Brady was uncomfortable with a guy being there, and he told Kraft, and Kraft told Belichick, "Get rid of him." I forget the guy's name. He's
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
Monster.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
so he's gone. So the Patriots have no place to go, really, after Brady is gone. So if he sticks around another year, okay. Does it look like he's going to stick? Is he done? Or is he going to stick around another year? That's not even clear from the
information. He's definitely going to play in the next season, and then who knows after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really feel too sad for the Patriots either if they, they're like...
They're a bunch of whiny babies.
They've won enough, Super Bowls.
All of these big sports teams are a bunch of big babies now.
But especially the Patriots, and they've been in the news a lot lately. Everyone's, Bill Belichick is too hard on me, and it's like, come on. Some of them are leaving. Gronk wanted to get traded. The other guy, Amendola, left. Like, it's just, come on,
Gronk,
boys.
Well, here's a conspiracy theory for you, Doug. Here's a conspiracy theory for you.
Good.
So Giselle has talked about Tom Brady having multiple concussions, and he hasn't really admitted to having that. But what if he wants to spend time with his family because all these guys develop CTE and start developing dementia in their mid-40s?
Okay.
He's worried about that from all his concussions, so he wants to spend time with his family while he can.
There you go.
Or maybe he's got a hot wife and he wants to hang out more. Come on. Married to a Brazilian supermodel, people.
She's not that hot. Come on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
I take her looks for a day.
Really? I think you're much more attractive than she is.
Thank you for saying that. You're very, very kind. Well, so, it's such a lie, but it's
to
okay.
Each his own. No, it isn't. To each his own. All right. Let's look at the World Cup, Victoria, and what happened or didn't happen. Maybe that's the better part of the story.
Mm-hmm. The huge story over the weekend, the World Cup didn't go as planned for Germany. They are the defending World Cup champs, and they are now at the bottom of the Group F table. They lost their opening game to Mexico 1-0. The shocking result, actually, they were so confident that they were going to kill Mexico in this game that the German newspapers had already been pre-printed with the headline, the whole page, the headline said, "Sorry, Mexico, today we build the wall." And then the image featured the German goalkeeper, and it said, quote, "and we'll rub it in after the final whistle." Well, there was really nothing that they could do to rub anything in because they lost, and the winning goal that Mexico scored was incredible. And the aftermath of that goal sent literal shockwaves through the streets of Mexico City. Record crowds gathered to watch the match, and a seismic monitoring network...
Did you hear
about this?
Yeah.
It was an artificial earthquake. So many people jumping up and down. This happened at 11:32 a.m. local time, and it registered two different times as a sharp tremor. And so I don't know that that's ever been done before. I asked my husband, Lewis. He said one time during a football game, the stadium created an artificial tremor, too. But that's the only other time we knew of.
Yeah.
And so to have that many people jumping up and down in Mexico City was, the images were incredible.
Yeah. All right. So there's that story. Yesterday was Father's Day. How many of you celebrated by giving a gift to your father? And did you think about giving him a new pillow for Father's Day? There was some fabulous deals that are continuing through today, and that's it. Save 55% on premium plus pillows for your father at MyPillow.com. Save lots of money on standard pillows, the smaller pillows, the travel pillows. Save money on mattresses. Save money on the things that go with them, the sheets and the comforter that's underneath the sheets. The mattress cover. I guess that's just what they call it, mattress cover. The mattress topper, right. This is a great place, fun to go through, even for a guy. It's fun to go through some of the things, the pages, and look at, like, they got a bed for your dog. It's very cool. Anywhere you go, you'll not get the quality and you'll not get the performance because this is a 10-year guarantee. Backed by a 10-year guarantee, you can wash them, you can dry them, keep it 60 days, you don't like it, get your money back. So enjoy your pillows, enjoy the discounts, get a better night's rest, have some fun. Go to MyPillow.com, look around, use the promo code DJV for whatever you buy. That's DJV. Get a good night's rest on MyPillow.com using the code DJV. You save a lot of money.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Up your ears. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to overview a couple of items, three or four as time allows. Let's get started with the problem of being on an airplane and a hacker doing his or her work. And I put work in quotations. One wonders how this might happen, Victoria.
Yeah, well, you don't normally think of Boeing versus the Department of Homeland Security in a tech report. However, this is exactly what's happening. These two are at major odds right now. The cybersecurity experts at the Department of Homeland Security issued a report over the weekend saying that it's only a matter of time until hackers breach a commercial airliner. And so the way that they came to that conclusion, they explored weaknesses in a Boeing 757 cybersecurity, and they tried to enter the plane's Wi-Fi, the onboard entertainment system, and its USB ports. It only took them 2 days to remotely hack into the plane. And so Boeing responded to the report saying they didn't show any cyber vulnerabilities in their 757s or other planes, and that they had done their own internal research. But if it only took the DHS 2 days to hack into the planes, that's really bad news. And of course, 757 is a really popular plane amongst U.S. airliners, and of course, it's also Air Force One.
Well, so, there is a plane that's designated Air Force One. Air Force One is a 747, or there's two of them. There are in service 757s. Trump's plane, his personal plane, is a 757. And 757s are used by the Secretary of State, the Vice President. And if the plane, the 747, can't be landed at a smaller field and they use the 757, there could be an Air Force One. But it's not the...
Well, there are a lot of... Well,
a lot of planes designated as Air Force One.
And exactly. But the number of 757s being used by commercial airlines in the U.S. is on the rise, too. So this is something that it has to be addressed, and the fact that Boeing seems to just be in denial that the Department of Homeland Security was able to hack into it. And once you hack into the plane, all bets are off at that point. You can remotely take control of the plane. Can you imagine the implications if this is if the wrong people hack into a commercial airliner?
It's really
catastrophic.
If you're able to take the pilots can take control of the plane, if it's on autopilot, I think that's part of what the background here is. It can be an autopilot, but once the pilot can control the plane, just like the car you're driving, you control it until there's so much gizmo in it that it can't be. I mean, imagine, think about being on the ground. These self-driving cars, you don't think these idiots that are hackers are going to get into cars and for fun crash them into each other? I mean, that's the way
absolutely
it is. Yeah. In this time, 757s haven't been made for, I think the last one came off of the line about 14, 15 years ago. There are, I'm going to guess off the top of my head, 1,000 of them being used in our country by Delta, mostly Delta, and United still have a large fleet. Yeah, American has retired most of them. I think they only use them 40 or 50 of them. They replaced them with crap can Airbuses, but 757.
Well, Airbuses, that's another thing.
Plane.
They only, we don't even know what other plane models are susceptible as well. They
right.
only chose the 757s because
right.
of their popularity yeah. and just how many there are.
Right.
And so if it
plane.
Took them 2 days to do that, mm-hmm. you can imagine with new Airbuses and all the other newer models that have even more tech.
Right.
It's a scary
pilots
idea.
Pilots complain about the Airbuses because they can't fly them. Once they get off the ground about 4,000 feet, the plane almost automatically takes over itself. And they've tried to figure, American pilots have figured out how to disengage the autopilot, but it's not easy. So, yeah, that's part of the problem with technology. Like AOL, Yahoo Mail is now saying goodbye to its old school chat platform. Let's hear the details of that now.
The Geek Out.
We recently poured one out for AOL Messenger, but now I've been told that Yahoo is also sunsetting its old-school chat platform in July. Like AOL, Yahoo's Messenger powered an endless stream of computer-to-computer communications since 1998. The reality is the newer services tied to large social media platforms are the norm, so the simple older ones have just lost their place, but their importance to the growth of an entirely new form of communications cannot be overstated. Remaining users of Yahoo Messenger can download their chat history for 6 more months, but Yahoo Messenger does shut down on July the 17th, and details can be found at yahoo.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.